When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It is the Nintendo PowerCast episode 390. I'm one of the four hosts, N64 Josh. Johnny, what's up, dude?
What's going on? If you hear me make like random noises, it's because I'm watching the Phillies, and it could be good or bad. Who knows?
Noted. Cheesy, what's up, baby?
What's going on, Cheese Curds? I'm just almost done with a Marvel Snap match. I'll stop. We're never ready.
That will be a topic of discussion this episode.
It should be.
It will be.
Okay. A servant says watching the Phillies, not the Eagles. He's got both streams on.
I got them both up. Yeah, I got them both up.
monitors. You know how that works.
Win. Easy win.
Crawler, how you doing?
Good. Crawler coming at you.
All right. Well, guys, there's a lot to announce. I'm going to try to get through it quickly. Smash Bros. Cast is back. We have a premium Smash Bros. Server, Discord server. What this means is that our new tournaments are going to be held specifically through this Discord. That way, only community members can join, because the last four tournaments we did, I paid out to randoms in the that were on start.gg, and I want it to go to you guys. So the more members we get, the higher prize pool we get, and the more fun we have. So n64josh.com/smashcord if you would like to be a part of the online local. The Pokemon News, Poke News Now podcast is live. Episode 2 went out this week. You can find it on all podcast players, I believe. Message me if you don't find it. And it's also available on its own YouTube channel. And the PokeNewsNow.com website is slowly evolving. So we're having a little bit of fun with this thing, just watching it take shape. And if you are interested in having an article of yours posted on Poke News Now, if you just want to write about Pokemon, please feel free to reach out, josh@pokenewsnow.com. All right. Our Discord, n64josh.com/discord. Come hang out, talk games. I've been streaming a lot more and having a great time with it every day. 2 p.m. Pacific is when I've been starting, 5 p.m. Eastern, a little earlier in the afternoon. I have a long stream planned for this Saturday. And we're going to be playing a lot of Mario Kart. When I hit my halfway mark on my goal for PAX Unplugged, I'm going to be streaming using only my Mario Kart wheel. Hopefully, I'm only playing Mario Kart. But there's going to be lots of different incentives and some fun stuff happening. That's going to be starting at 12 p.m. Pacific on Saturday. And then the following weekend, we're going to do a 24-hour stream, so I hope you guys are ready for that. Yeah, we're going crazy. So it's going to be fun. Johnny, what's been going on content-wise for you?
I have been making shorts and TikToks a lot, but that's pretty much it, because the Phillies have been dictating my life, so I haven't been streaming as much. I haven't been making longer videos. I will soon, though, so follow Johnny Bo, especially on YouTube.
Well, tell us what you've been doing, though.
What I've been doing?
Like on YouTube, what's your progress been? Like, what have you been documenting a little journey?
Yeah, so, two things. You know, a couple weeks ago, we were trying to get us to 10,000 subscribers there. Right, I'm at 12,200 now. And I'm about to hit 10 million views on shorts in 90 days, which, if you don't know, that is like the... how you get monetized. That's going to be one of the ways you get monetized next year. I'm already monetized, but like I made it a challenge to do it, and I was able to do it.
Love it. Love it. That is fantastic. Cheesy, what's your content been like these days? I saw a tweet that said you're kind of just taking a little breather before the new year.
Yeah, kind of. You can follow me on Twitter. That's kind of where I've been posting a lot recently. And that tweet was just saying, you know, as the year is winding down, so am I. And it's not that like I'm unmotivated. It's just we're gearing up to a new year, new exciting things. And I think we all just kind of deserve a break towards the end of the year. So it's been kind of quiet, but I am streaming and I'll post TikToks here and there. So you can follow me at CheezyC64, CHEEZYC64, pretty much everywhere.
Love it. Crawler, content-wise, what you been up to?
Random tweets, I think, has been the most common thing lately. Occasional TikToks, but that's kind of it. And then hopping in, like, we were playing last night and Mulehorn was streaming. I think you were. Were you streaming? No.
I didn't stream Modern Warfare last night, but we had fun playing.
Yeah. So, I mean, hopping, you'll catch me in other people's streams sometimes, but who knows? Maybe I'll turn it on sometime. Nightcrawler without the E. Twitch. Sometimes. I don't know.
There you go. This is the week to play some Fortnite too, right? It's got a.
Yeah, got I told William. I told William before he went to bed tonight that I would talk to you and we'd probably get Sunday maybe nailed down for some, because I think it goes away at the end of the week.
Okay,
so we gotta get some.
We'll do a Sunday Fortnite stream.
Like Luke.
They had original trilogy characters coming to Fortnite. So Luke is either Farm Boy or Jedi Master. And then Han, and then Leia, either as original episode 4 Leia in the white dress, or bounty hunter Leia from episode 6.
What about crybaby Luke? Because that's all he does.
that's Farm Boy Luke. Doesn't he throw temper tantrums about not going to Tashi Station?
Why is he here? There we go. That's better.
He does throw temper tantrums sometimes.
I don't want to save the galaxy.
I saw a good meme today that was like, literally lost her entire home planet hours before, consoles crybaby about losing his martial arts instructor or something like that.
Speaking of Star Wars memes, I posted one on Twitter the other day that showed all of the younglings that Anakin was at. They were at the bottom of the picture, and it starts with him going, "Yo, where'd my legs? How'd I get my legs back?" And then, it's all those younglings asking, "Why is he here?" And I
saw that one on Twitter last week.
Terrible.
Oh my gosh. Oh yeah. So, well, the focus of tonight's show is going to be top Switch games of 2022. Lastly, I do want to mention, we do have new shirts going up. NPC Scarlet and NPC Violet are going to be in the store as well. So do make sure to check those out. But our top Switch games of 2022. Now, disclaimer, I feel like I've not played as many Switch games as I would have hoped. So I'm going to rely heavily, heavily on you guys. Because I have Switch games I own, there's a lot that are not opened yet. But there's been some gems this year. Gems that I'm sitting on. To name a few, I'll start us off. Alive Alive. Still haven't opened my copy. Triangle Strategy. Still have not opened it. Sparks of Hope.
Was Triangle Strategy this year or last year?
Yeah, it was in March.
It was in March.
Was it this year? Oh, man.
Yeah, because it was when like Elden Ring was popular, and then like Kirby came out a couple weeks later.
Yeah, yeah. Sparks of Hope, I have yet to crack the case. Fire Emblem, what's it called?
I don't even remember. Fire Emblem Warriors Three Hopes.
Yes, there you go. I have it in the case right next to me. So,
yeah. Did you get Bayonetta?
Bayonetta is also unopened next to me. Here, but it's a special edition, so I was going to get it digitally, but then Best Buy really screwed up my box, so I'm like, well, I don't know what's going to happen there. And welcome to Cheesy's Cat to the show. glad you're here.
Photogenic.
Well, you did just beat a Switch game.
I did, yeah. So I just finished Arcus. And I got to say, shout out to Peppermint Shoulders. That's all I'll say. But
you were complaining last week, Cheesy, about him not wanting to show you love, and now he's here wanting to be on the podcast.
It's true. It's true.
Shout out to Antoine for hooking me up with all the Eeveelutions at level 70. God.
We talked about this just last week, did we not?
Yeah. The challenge for Scarlet and Violet is he can't accept any Pokemon that are higher level than the ones he already has.
If he does, he has to delete his Mario Kart file.
Delete the save data?
That's kind of brutal. That's kind of brutal.
Wait, why?
You got to at least beat the game, and then you can go claim all your free from the community.
Okay, but what happens when the community gives me the starters so I can at least have the three starters?
That's fine. As long as they're not like level.
As long as they're not pre-leveled. You get them in egg form. Like, wait for the breeders to go just breed them and give them to you in egg form.
Now I know like what it feels five, like when you tell people you play on easy and they tell you you suck at video games.
That's Pokemon. You don't need it. It's Pokemon.
They level up as you go, man. And you'll get them.
So here's the thing. I didn't need the Eeveelutions. I was doing just fine. I just was like, I don't have them. And he's like, I just want to help out. And I'm like, cool. So... but the thing is, the highest I could control was 65. So like trying to beat the game with a team of Pokemon that don't listen to you.
Yeah, you're working against yourself.
It was the worst. I'm like, come on.
Here's how you're supposed to play that game. You're supposed to, catch and complete your Pokedex, and then you get to be leveled up, and then you could use Pokemon that level for the end game. But since you took the easy road, you couldn't.
I feel
cheaters,
bad now.
Cheaters never get ahead.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Just that Tom Brady. Right.
So, but we would throw Arceus on top Switch games, right? It's in the list. We're not we're not ranking them necessarily. We're just saying this is a top Switch game. Arceus.
I will put it up there. Yeah. Until Scarlet and Violet, because I think Scarlet and Violet are going to take enough inspiration from Arceus that Arceus would feel like a prequel to Scarlet and Violet, or like, ideas that Scarlet and Violet are going to perfect.
I'm honestly planning on having my life dominated by Scarlet. I'm sorry, by Violet. Because of the crotch rocket. And then I'm planning on putting a lot of time into it. So I no-lifed Pearl, and I'm kind of planning on no-lifing Violet. But this one's gotta be on stream. Since I'm back to streaming, like there's gonna be a lot of Pokemon streams. I'm excited to play with the community. Right, to like be able to venture together and like do the raid battles again. And Cheesy's cat is the best. I hope you guys are watching. If you're on Spotify, you can turn the video on.
Like, show me love is what the
subscribe.
Cat.
Subscribe to the YouTube channel N64 Josh. You'll get to see my cat Dash.
Yes, there he is. I love it. So, Johnny, what are some of your top picks for 2022?
So if we already talked about Arceus, I think that's one of my top for this year. Mario Strikers Battle League, easily. Switch Sports, easily.
Okay, but now, I was thinking about it. Where's golf? Golf is
coming out in the winter. Okay, it was supposed to.
Yeah, they delayed it from fall to winter.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Which I think it's still happening this year, though, right? Did they say 2022?
Yeah, they said
still?
They said they said winter, so I guess it could be next year.
It could. I mean, winter doesn't start until 10 days left in the year. So, if it's still happening this year, then it's happening those last 10 days of the year. But I don't know if it is this year still.
I think that there are some decent games that are just kind of forgettable. Like Kirby is pretty. It was fine for five hours. And
did you beat Kirby, Josh?
100%.
Okay, we're still on that. We're still on that lie then. Okay.
Okay, listen. This is, I think we need to, I need to come up with some incentives. I'm going to see how many games I can beat on these, on these long streams that we're going to be doing the next 2 weekends.
I'd say so, Kirby is definitely doable.
We're, I mean, we're gonna go hard.
Yeah, it's like,
okay,
it's, we're like 20 hard. Minutes. It'll be fine.
20 minutes.
Some of those last battles are interesting and more complex than you would think they would be.
I love that Nate is in both places saying Shredder's Revenge, which
I mean, that's a great game.
That is a must own. I can't wait for the limited run stuff to come out. Like, it is definitely a must own. So, anyway, Johnny, you were saying,
I would,
you
put
said strikers in sports. Did you mean?
Yeah,
those?
No, I was meaning.
Okay.
Arceus is probably my top. I would say Splatoon, but like, I'm kind of soured on that game right now. Like, there's no new content updates, and you have to sweat so hard to get a turf battle win.
Johnny wants skill-based, like, matchmaking.
I want skill-based matchmaking, right? But probably the game that I'm enjoying the most this year is Mario plus Rabbids. I haven't beaten it yet. I'm in like the second world, but it's awesome. So I just want to play it. So
cool. That's great. Here's what I'll say about Splatoon. If you have not, I think for me, I played a lot of Splatoon 2 was up there on my list of, like, you know, 500 or 600 hours, right? That's a lot of time. Getting into Splatoon 3, I still felt that fatigue from 2, I think. I just don't feel like it was really pulling me in. That being said, if you are a new Switch owner or you didn't play Switch 2 or Splatoon 2, other than, yeah, there may be some, you may be sweating a little bit, I would still recommend picking up Splatoon 3. It is competitive. Especially if you've got a history with shooters and you're playing more on Switch, definitely get Splatoon 3. But if you played a lot of Splatoon 2, like I did, for me, I still feel a little bit of that fatigue. I can still jump in and play and have a good time. The times that we did spend playing, it was great. Like, I really enjoyed it, but you do sweat. You definitely sweat. So, Cheesy, how about you? What are some of your top games from 2022? And we can go around a few times. Like, we don't have to answer it all in one go. Like, because I know we're probably going to think about a few that, like, oh yeah, that came out this year. Like, there's actually a surprising amount of games that did launch this year. Some of them were just not as memorable as others.
If you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Yeah, it's hard because I feel like there were a lot of good surprises. Arceus being one of them. It did not look good. It is not a good looking game, but
it looks fine. It looks
it looks okay. I mean, like, you know, there's still Pokemon that are rendering in the background, and it kind of stutters a little bit. But like, gameplay wise, it didn't matter because the gameplay was just so much fun. And that was like the Pokemon game that we have always wanted, just being out in the wild, catching Pokemon, just throwing Pokeballs wherever we wanted. So I don't know. It's really high up there. And the way that you're able to like traverse on the Pokemon too was really unique. So I had a good time with that. I had a good time with Kirby. I played that with my wife. And we did like the two player. And even though two player is not the greatest, it still is a lot of fun. It's better than like a Cappy mechanic. You know, you actually do get to control Waddle Dee, even though Waddle Dee is following Kirby the whole time. It still feels like you're part of the game.
Which I feel like they had a direct response to what's the new Kirby coming out here in a little bit.
Oh,
Return to Dreamland.
Yeah.
Deluxe.
They had a direct response, I think, to the lackluster feeling of playing as Waddle Dee with that announcement. They pretty much let you know that all four people could be Kirby with abilities.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that was it's a remake, isn't it? Or it's a remaster.
Yeah.
A Wii game.
Yeah. And then before the show even started, you brought up Alive, or maybe it was during the show that you brought that up.
Yeah.
And I forgot that I had played that, but that was a game that really surprised me because I'm not really a RPG type of person, but the way that that game played out, I could not stop playing it, and it looks beautiful. The music is so good. So that one is up there. And so
does that have you hyped on Octopath 2 coming out?
I didn't play the first one. And I don't think
you're going to have to have played the first one for Octopath 2.
Then maybe I'll check it out then. Yeah. Someone said surprise Cheesy didn't just mic drop Splatoon 3. Look, I love Splatoon. I don't think it's where it should be yet. But it still has 2 years to grow. And we were talking about reviews last week and like, do they matter or not? But IGN is one of the sites that gave a review just based on the campaign, and then they'll give a review on the multiplayer later because they know that there's still more to come, and there's DLC, and who knows like what updates there will be, if there's new modes. We just don't know yet. And so I think it's hard to say that it's my game of the year, but I do think it could be nominated for like shooter of the year based on how big Splatoon like popped off.
Crawler, where are you at with 2022 and Switch games?
Looking at a brief list here. I mean, I think we're all kind of in the mindset of first party right now. For me, I think I need to spend more time with it. But Xenoblade Chronicles 3 was, or what I have played of it so far has been just super enjoyable, and just excited to spend more time completing it. I think I'm on like chapter 6 or something like that. So I'm a ways in, and looking forward to spending. I think where I got with it, like the story is just kind of opening up quite a bit, and I need to go back to it. Live Alive, I fell off of because Xenoblade Chronicles 3 came out like the week after. I think they were both sandwiched in there really close. I got through, I think, 3 or 4 of the prologue kind of character chapters in Live Alive. So I do want to go back and tackle that. I mean, that's more bite size. I think that would be manageable because I think it's only another couple hours of the prologue stuff. And then the main story is what, another 3 or 4 hours, Cheesy? Is that accurate?
Yeah, I think so.
So that, and then, I mean, Sparks of Hope has been great what I've played. It's gotten hijacked from me a little bit. It's sitting in the other Switch just over here because my kids have been playing it more so. But yeah, I mean, it's been really fun to see just more what that Ubisoft team has been able to make out of having Mario and doing their own thing.
Let's talk indies for a little bit.
What about you? Did you say Arceus, or are you saying?
Okay. Yeah. So I did. I only focused on Arceus. It seems like I mentioned a bunch of the games that came out, right? So let's circle back just a second. How many of you guys played the Fire Emblem Warrior game? I didn't open mine.
I put it in my Switch. That's about it.
Well, I take it back though. I did play the demo, I believe. And I did enjoy
that transfers over.
And I did enjoy that. Like the Warriors games have come a long ways. It feels like to me, like I did not like Musou games until
The Breath of the Wild ones.
Yeah, the second Zelda one. Yeah, Age of Calamity. Yeah. I mean, the other one wasn't bad either. The other
they found
Zelda
a more creative way to implement story. And it's not just a hodgepodge of characters that they're just throwing in there, run to this point, defend this point, and then go back. It still has some of that, but like the Age of Calamity one had escort missions or just more like missions that fit within the universe.
You were flying around or using the giant, you know, the
yeah, those were cool too. The overworld ones where you were the divine beasts. Yeah.
Yeah, they mixed things up a little bit. And so I know that the Fire Emblem game does the same. And so they're worth checking out. If you need a button masher, I want to take a quick peek here. And it is two player. So if you got a kid or a family member or a sibling or something, it can be a fun. And I don't know about you guys. I love the characters in Fire Emblem. They all just seem relatively interesting. And that's one of the big draws for that series for me. So that is one that I'm glad we talked about. You guys touched on Sparks of Hope. Nintendo Sports, again, it's kind of hit or miss because if you're playing as a party game, pretty fun. And I think Strikers has its place too. If you've got four people to play with or eight people even to play with, there's fun to be had there. It's just when if you're literally playing that game by yourself and you're just going online and like not communicating with it, like guaranteed if we put Strikers in and the four of us played, we would have fun doing it. They would probably be swearing and, you know, it would be a good time.
This might be a dumb question. Are we able to do that with Strikers?
I don't think so. I was going to ask the same thing.
I think you do 2v2.
We did in the beta.
Yeah, I think you do 2v2. But you can't do everybody on one team.
Which is, they messed up. That's the club part of it, right? Like,
right.
Yeah.
Because then that'd be a whole lot easier. I know I'm this person.
Yeah.
Because when you're playing, I think Cheesy and I did a few in the online demo, and Josh and I did a few games as well. When you pass to another character that's not controlled, you become that character unless your teammate anticipates and switches to that. It's very weird controls for that. And so it just, you end up running in the wrong direction or not knowing who you're controlling. It gets confusing. So if they could iron that out and make it so that you could do how
they're not going to do that though.
Game
is not.
Pauline doesn't even look that great in the renders that have come out as well.
Yeah. They're getting characters and that's it. Because like, you know, it sold what, 2 million copies or whatever. A fraction of people are still playing.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, it's probably a ghost town like tennis. Like it right. Probably, and if you do get matched up, you're getting just stomped because that's all the people that are still playing are playing. So if you try to casually go in there and do it, you're not going to have a good time.
No, you're not. So it's again, really depends on your situation. You know, I could see it being a good family game, but it's really going to just going to depend. Evil Chris says my brother sold Strikers like 2 weeks ago, like 2 weeks in, you know, so there you go. Like it's a game that's kind of lacking content, unfortunately. I mean, I've even gone back not too long ago and played Mario Golf Super Rush. I was just like, hey, this is, you know, I just wanted to get, I did a did three holes a couple different times and it was fun, but it was just pick up real quick and walk away from it. As far as other games this year, I did have a good time with the show. I know that's probably a shock, maybe hearing that I could have, but for me, I took my Switch on vacation. I was with my dad and we got to play Home Run Derby. That's really all I do with the show is play Home Run Derby, but that's really all I need it for.
Like, and that was a passable title. It was a passable title on the Switch that had cross progression. So if you wanted it to be a more beautiful experience, you could play it on Game Pass or you could play it on PlayStation, and whatever you had progression wise, if you wanted to play the player story or your season or whatever, it was there available to you, but it was a workable title, which I mean, Johnny had a tongue-in-cheek kind of shorts this week about Call of Duty and what has been on Nintendo systems. There were two on the Wii or Wii?
Two on the Wii U.
Wii U.
So there's and then there's
a DS with Modern Warfare.
Yeah, the original had a bunch. The Wii had like COD 4 and World at War and stuff. They could, like, if these companies would actually put some effort into their ports, like I played No Man's Sky and Nier Automata, and they are good ports. Mm-hmm. Like, sure, they're not as good as, you know, PlayStation 5 or Xbox One or Xbox Series, but they are playable. They're enjoyable. Handheld mode is awesome with them. So a lot of people are saying, like, if you read the comments on those videos, you know, Switch isn't powerful enough, or, you know, it doesn't have enough storage. These companies are just lazy. They don't want to port mm-hmm. it.
Yeah.
A few other notable titles. Some of these aren't Switch exclusive, but the Lego Star Wars Skywalker Saga.
I was going to mention that one.
Yeah. Monster Hunter Rise Sunbreak. Like, I know it's DLC, but like it's even Johnny's comment right there. Like, there's a lot that came out, right? That like, it's kind of like, oh, that came out this year. Fall Guys is another one. Not necessarily where you want to play it, but if it switches your only option, it's there.
Yeah, but I mean, all these games now that they have cross progression. So, you know, if you want to play in handheld mode, like, and then play on your Xbox or PlayStation, you can do that.
Overwatch 2 is out, and I have not played it on Switch.
I think I've done a match or two on Switch. I think I recorded B-roll, I think, of like 20-30 minutes of it, and that was Switch gameplay that I recorded B-roll for. And it's workable. I mean, it's going to be more squared off polygons than you would get on Xbox, PlayStation, or PC. But it was still fast and responsive. It wasn't just a hot mess. Which at this point now, when with the hardware that we're dealing with in comparison to what the other systems can do, saying it doesn't suffer for just the overall experience and it is kind of just visual, like, that's a win in my book, I guess, for Switch.
I know one we're probably all, I mean, potentially all thinking about. Nate mentioned Shredder's Revenge quite a bit. That was one that I played all the way through, had a really good time with. And also the TMNT Cowabunga collection. Like, how great is it? We've wanted that. I know I've wanted that forever. Like, that's one of the greatest additions to the Switch for me. There's so much nostalgia tied to that. And so and some of those games are not easy. That might be
a blessing on that.
Yeah, right. Like, what we should do sometime is we should all run the damn level and see who can get through it the fastest.
Is there autoplay on Cowabunga Collection?
What do you mean? Like, where it'll just play the game for you?
Where the CPU plays a perfect game for you, and then you can hop. Like, they did that for Lion King and Aladdin, I think.
Oh, wow. Interesting.
That's
can't
wild.
Get through that Just Can't Wait to Be King level, huh?
Yeah, that's what people were doing, taking advantage of.
A little rough.
I don't know if that was a thing in Cowabunga Collection. That's a lot of games to have kind of a...
I don't remember seeing the option for the time I've spent with it, but... that would be interesting to watch, see a computer play that first Turtles game, because that is no joke. No joke at all. So Nate's asking a good question, dude. Why isn't the Saturday morning cartoon games ever come to the Switch? It's just dumb. And I agree.
Well, isn't there something with the licensing on those right now?
I don't know.
You're talking about the Disney collection?
Yeah, the Disney Afternoon collection.
DuckTales and stuff.
They became available and if they had gotten delisted, they got relisted because I bought them last year, maybe. They're only on Xbox and PlayStation for some reason.
I think it has to do with licensing. Like, I think DuckTales has weird licensing, doesn't it? Because they got delisted, like the remake got delisted a couple of years ago.
Oh, the one that came out on Wii or Wii U?
Yeah.
I remember hearing that title was going to potentially be rare, and so I snagged it on Wii U when it was like in a bargain bin or something at GameStop. So the last major notable title for me is got to be Xenoblade Chronicles 3. Like, although I haven't put as much time into that game as I would have liked, the time I have put into it, I have really enjoyed. And now that Arceus is done, it's probably going to be the game I try to like get a little more time into before Scarlet and Violet come out. It for me, I was never able to connect with one as well as I would like. Two, I could not get enough of, and three is definitely it's a little slower go than two was for me, but I'm still having a good
you're only
time
in chapter
it.
Two or three though, right?
I'm not that far into it, but I am enjoying what I've played so far.
The characters grow on you as you get through the game a little bit.
I feel like a game that we haven't mentioned yet is Cuphead, the delicious last course.
Yes.
Beautiful. Yes. And it was short.
It was awesome.
But yeah.
For like it was 2 hours.
Yep. It makes you want more.
But I mean, we're probably not going to get anything for a very, 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 very long time.
Yeah. Because
they are the slowest developers, I think, in the history of developers.
They are hand drawing their game, Johnny. and it's two couples, I think, still for the most part. I think they maybe have got expanded a little bit for logistics and some other departments, but I still think for the most part it's the two brothers and their wives, I think.
I mean, that was a fun little snippet. You know, I wish it was more. I don't know. Some of these, like I said, I think we had a lot of forgettable games this year, and hopefully,
Dream Buffet.
What happened? What that came out this year?
That came out this year.
I spent $15 on that.
It was what it was. It was a celebration of Kirby. I mean,
Mario Kart doesn't get a celebration, but Kirby gets like 10 games in 1 year.
Yeah.
We have had, I mean, by the end of the year, we'll have two of the booster packs for Mario Kart that have come out this year.
Oh, yeah. Maybe, unless they delay it. That would be really weird if they delay that and we have that holiday course.
Yeah, it is a Christmas course, March. Isn't it? I don't know.
Yeah, that's another thing that kind of, like, the booster course, you know, we had, what, two waves so far.
Mm-hmm.
That came and went. Like, nobody's really talking or talking about those anymore.
He stopped saying playing after he looked at me.
I feel like it probably surges for a week or so, and then the waters recede a little bit.
That's why I'm so excited for Tears of the Kingdom, because I feel like even to this day, like, people still talk about Breath of the Wild.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they still play it. I see a lot more people starting to play it again. And I think Tears of the Kingdom is going to have very long legs. And even Pokemon Scarlet and Violet, I think, is going to have very long legs.
There's a question about Scarlet and Violet I want to grab real quick from the chat. It says, are you worried about Nintendo Life wasn't impressed with the new Pokemon? They did a video that had a lot of performance issues. Keep in mind, that is not a final build of the game. And so I'm not worried at all. There's another YouTuber that came out and said, you know, there's a lot of people saying that the game has performance issues, but nobody is mentioning the fact that it is not the final build. I can't remember the person's name off the top of my head. I would like to. I think I recently followed them, so I might be able to find them real quick. Let's see. Yeah, they're not coming up. But
I doubt it's going to run perfectly. It's an open world game on the Switch
with 4-person co-op.
Yeah, it's not going to run perfect.
But I mean, the amount of effort that it takes to put together a build to show to press, is they put a freeze on whatever build they have that's workable at that time. They isolate it, they polish that, and they're not putting a lot of resources into that at that point, because the rest of the main team is finishing building the game so it looks great. So a small snippet of the game is pulled and frozen in a stable build and then polished up a little bit and then presented. So it's definitely not a final representation of what the game is going to be capable of.
Plus it's a Pokemon game. Like what are we
copy expecting? And pasting trees, you know?
Yeah. But I did see a video,
Philly talking about you. This.
Yeah, I think that's what I saw, where he was showing like one area that we either saw in a trailer or that they showed earlier in a demo, and then they like showed the most recent build and it looks completely different. So I don't think these early builds are a good thing to go off of. I mean, we could use Arceus as like a barometer, and that game, you know, had its issues. So
I'm sure Pokemon is going to be great. I'm not ready for the slow build, because that's what Arceus was. Like, Arceus is a great game, but it takes a while to get into it, and it's kind of a drag.
Are you talking about the tutorial? Like, nobody remembers the tutorial.
The tutorial is pretty long, though.
It was like an hour.
It's not.
That's a long tutorial, though.
You want to talk about a drag? Tutorial? Xenoblade Chronicles 3, the first hour is cutscenes. That's a drag.
So is Bayonetta. What I played of Bayonetta was mainly a cutscene as well.
Cheesy, fight back. Do not take this. Push back.
It's a kid's game, bro. It's a kid's game. They need.
If it's a kid's game, it should not take an hour for a tutorial. That is ridiculous.
So what happened with me and Arceus is I got stuck. I got like tired of grinding to get my level up, like to get my research level. That's where I
was doing it wrong.
I have a feeling I was.
I know for sure I wasn't doing the boss battles how I'm supposed to.
I love that game from start to finish.
I was just strong arming the boss battles, because aren't you supposed to like throw incense or something at it?
Dodge and
yeah, I wasn't doing that.
Dodge, duck.
Yeah, that game. Like, yeah. I know that was a complaint back when the game came out about the long tutorial, and it's like, I'm an hour past it. Like, I don't care anymore. Like, I'm never like, man, that tutorial sucked. I hate tutorials in all games.
It was enough that Cheesy brought it up again. So I want to hear a little bit more on the frustration side there.
For me, it was like this somewhat open world Pokemon game, and they show you the world, and they're like, go out and catch the Pokemon and have fun. And then you're out there and they're like, okay, it's time to come back. And you're like, no, I just want to stay out here. I think that I should be like, the tutorial should have just been you figuring out what you need to do instead of them telling you what to do. Like, that is kind of what?
It's a kid's game.
Here we go. There's a new bet. I can already feel it. There's a new bet coming.
Scarlet and Violet are going to be as bad, if not worse, because they have to explain.
But I mean, like, it's okay. So we're going through what, the ninth gen now, and we're probably going to have to do the same tutorial over and over. And if it's a kids game, fine, let the kids have their tutorial and learn how to play Pokemon for the first time. But for those that have been playing for years, there should be a skip button. Like, I know how to do this.
But that's just like tutorials in general, because there's always tutorials in games. Like, I wish I could have skipped the Mario and Rabbids tutorial. I wish I could have skipped, you know, Nier Automata's tutorial. Like, every single game has tutorial.
Except like, no for matter, Breath of the Wild.
And Elden Ring. So play those games.
Yeah. But like, there's something that's so magical about having you figure out what you need to do. I mean, if we look at like one of the best tutorials, it's got to be Super Mario Bros, where you are just running along, and then if you run into a Goomba, you die. You're like, oh, okay, well, I guess I can't touch those. So then you have to figure out a way to get around them. Maybe you hop over them, or maybe you accidentally hop on them and you're like, oh, if I jump, I can kill them. And like, it kind of lets you figure it out. And I wish that games were more like that. Because I agree, tutorials are a drag, but Sakurai had a video pretty recently that was like, if you have to have a tutorial that's like 30 minutes long, that's not going to keep your gamers engaged.
Says the guy that has a tutorial in the loading screen.
It's a video.
Smash Bros, if you let it sit for a second, you'll get the tutorial.
If you want it, but it's not like you have to play it.
I'm just saying it's weird that he says that and there's a tutorial like on the loading screen.
I mean, I guess it's an option, right? I guess that's what it needs to be, is that it needs to be an option if you want to play a tutorial or not.
And so I think Breath of the Wild is like, you know, it's geared towards an older audience, and we could figure it out. But like Pokemon, it's a kid's game. No matter what, it's a kid's game. Even in the original Pokemon games, you had to go through tutorials like catching and battling. So like, you always have to do that.
The way around that, I don't remember what game it was, but it was like, oh, it seems like you could have like the seasoned player. Was it the last Pokemon? Was it Sword and Shield? Maybe that had an option.
No,
that
they all have the same intro.
I don't know. I felt like there was a game that came out somewhat recently, within the last year or two, that was like, it could give you the option if you wanted to have a more in-depth tutorial, or you could be like, screw you, I want to go play the game. I mean,
it would be cool that if you wake up in Pokemon Scarlet and Violet and they just like give you, you know, the box art legendaries to traverse the land. They're like, here you go. That would be cool. They're not going to do it, but that would be cool.
Mm-hmm. I'm just not ready for no music in the background and so many text box that we have to read and match.
You don't have
A
to read
through.
Them. Just match, I mean, A.
Okay. All right. But then what's the point of the tutorial?
Take the Josh approach. Just
that's how you figure it out yourself. You just mash through the text. You don't read it. There you go.
And then you end up fighting. Then you end up fighting a wall for 3 days, and you don't know how to beat the wall in Xenoblade Chronicles 2.
I feel attacked.
Yep, you should.
I feel attacked right now.
No, I hope that I really do enjoy Scarlet and Violet. I think everybody is just wanting something new with Pokemon, and so far all they've said is open world, but they haven't really like shown how open world it is or like what that even means.
I mean, all the previews have said that it feels good. Like the open world feels good.
Okay.
Any other top games worth noting before we wrap this up? Any indie titles that you guys want to mention? We've been playing
Nobody Saves the World.
Is that one good?
Yeah, Nobody Saves the World is really good. It's made by Drinkbox Studios. And the way you like choose the different type of like character you are to solve puzzles, and it's just a unique idea. And it was on Game Pass. I think, I don't know if it's still on Game Pass, but it's on Game Pass. It came to the Switch, just kind of like Tunic, which I haven't played that yet either.
Yeah, I really want to play that.
I think Cult of the Lamb, a lot of people liked as well.
They did? Yep. Absolutely. That's been pretty popular. We've been playing Dire Vengeance this week. The devs are going to be on the show. Well, I don't know if you guys had a chance to play it yet, but I've jumped in. If you're a fan of Castlevania, Mega Man, even kind of Ghosts and Goblins vibes, like this is a game to check out. Like tight controls, it needs to be, because there's a lot of enemies. Not my favorite art style, but talking with some other people in the community, like Servant, he's like, oh, I love the way this game looks, you know. So it's just I love pixel art, especially on that style game, and it's not, but it doesn't look bad. It's just not my preferred art style, is all I'm saying. So
It looks like a little bit later Castlevania style, doesn't it?
A little bit, yes. And don't forget Kirby's Dream Buffet. Sorry. I'm sorry. Please forget.
They could have made it so cool if it was more than four people.
Yep.
Yeah.
For sure.
But I've been playing a Shovel Knight Dig.
Yeah, Dig and Pocket Dungeon both came out this year.
Did they both come out this year?
Pocket Dungeon, I
played a lot, and that was super fun. And Dig is fun as well. It's a roguelike. I love me some roguelikes. And if you like Shovel Knight and 16-bit era, like SNES, check out Shovel Knight Dig. And Evil Chris kept asking about Elden Ring. And yes, I've played Elden Ring. It is my favorite game this year. I have beaten every single boss in that game, including Melania. So I am good at video games.
Did Eastward come out this year? I played a little bit of that one. I don't know if that one came out this year or end of last year. Yeah.
Nah,
I'm just going through my Switch right now, just kind of looking at stuff. But
not a Nintendo game, but I played Stray, and that's a really fun platformer. Very creative. Some parts of it were kind of difficult, like controls could have been a little tighter, but overall story and the look of it was really great.
And we got God of War coming out next week, which I'm super excited for. That's not Nintendo, but like,
yeah, I'm
getting nines and tens. So
I'm feeling a little sick.
We're gonna have our hammer next week.
Yeah, I got the hammer edition. The not as expensive by like 20-30 bucks or whatever.
Yeah, I got the middle one, whatever it's called.
Whatever. That thing was impossible to pre-order.
I got the email. You're about to get charged $200.
Yeah, I did as well.
So what do you guys think is getting the Nintendo nom for Game of the Year? Because they always have one nomination for Nintendo.
Bayonetta, maybe?
I mean, Sparks of Hope. It's not going to be a Nintendo published game, but like, it's an exclusive to Nintendo. I think that has a chance. There's One Run, Johnny. Is that One Run?
Oh no, you spoil it. I'm behind. And I'm like, right next to Philly. How did you see it first?
My internet's better, I guess. I don't know. I'm streaming it as well.
Johnny, how far are you in Sparks of Hope?
In the second world, I'm like, I'm like most the way through. I think I'm halfway through it.
Okay.
I need to get back into it. The weird thing, I don't know if anybody else feels this way. I don't play games during the week. Like I don't really feel the motivation to play games during the week. Like weekends is where I really just hunker down. I don't know why, except for Marvel Snap. I've been playing that like,
oh, that's whenever I can get a right chance there.
So I mean that's a decent transition because it's on mobile and it's Steam. On Steam.
Oh, it's on Steam.
It's on Steam. I have it downloaded. It's a free to play game on Steam. You can link your accounts. It has cross progression
to Switch.
So I think that is my next question. Like I think it would work okay as it's formatted vertically. So they haven't done a lot to the UI and how it's presented on Steam.
Have you played it? Oh, they haven't done much. They haven't.
No, it's sharper. You can. I don't know that frames per second really matters, but you have a 30 FPS or a 60 FPS. I think you even have that option on your phone. Not that a card flying out of your deck onto a play field needs that much animation.
Hey, it looks cool. All right.
It does look cool.
I'm going to buy all those variants.
But like, I think they talked about it making over like $2 million or something like that. Like last week.
It came out October 18th.
It's been in pre-release for a while, but yeah, it's a card game that just
$12 into it already.
Works, and it's not pay to win. Anything that you're buying, it's taken like the Fortnite model where it's just a skin for a different card that you have. The more you play, the more cards you unlock because you always get some progression to the cards that you're playing that you can then upgrade them. And then even after you upgrade them, you unlock a more fancy version of a card that you've upgraded all the way. And then you get more card. I was meaning to talk to you guys. I think how you progress through the unlock ladder, I think is probably a set card that you get, I would think.
Yeah, I think so. I think everybody gets the same. I know it says mystery card, but I think everybody gets the same cards.
Yeah. And so, I mean, so as you progress deeper in the game, the decks can change a little bit. They have synergies with each other. And I definitely think it needs to be something that I don't even know what the developer, who the developer is, but
well, it's the I same think that would be smart. As Hearthstone.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So, I mean, we have Yu-Gi-Oh! On the Switch, Master Duel. We don't have Pokemon TCG, which I don't know why. But this seems like the least intensive card game that's out there. There's not much animation. There's, you know, it's asynchronous, so you don't, there's not really, the connection issues might not be that big of a deal. I think it would be a perfect game to put on Switch.
Oh, for sure. And if you disconnect, you have a chance to reconnect.
Video, so,
I'm going to take it. I'm going to take that idea.
But no, it's been super fun. If anybody's out there listening, it's a free-to-play Marvel-themed card game.
Super fast-paced.
I'm like really good at it. I'm super smart. I haven't lost.
I have the DMs in Discord today to prove otherwise.
Yeah.
This game is dumb. I hate it. I lose to myself.
I do lose to myself.
I do. I mean, like with how much I've been playing Marvel Snap, and it won't bring in the same audience. But if they were to bring Table Turf onto the Nintendo Switch Online app, I think that would make a huge difference for that community that is into that game or into that mode.
For sure. I could
see
that.
When is that getting online? Like, when is that going to happen?
So they said it was going to be online, and they do have online ghosts. So I really hope that's not what they meant by online. I really hope they mean like, no, you can play against your friends, but I don't know now. Yeah,
there's even there's a channel in Josh's Discord for Marvel Snap now.
Yep.
Oh, nice.
The one thing that kind of sucks about it is you can't play against your friends. And yeah,
not yet. I think that's, they're gonna get more features. I think Josh just got tired of all of us chatting in like main chat.
Oh, I didn't mind. It just seemed like there was enough hype that enough people playing that I'm like, yeah. Oh, let's just do it. So.
Yeah, I mean, I'm really excited to see if they do anything for Wakanda Forever, because I think the season stops.
It ends
on the 8th.
This week.
Yeah. So if they do like some kind of special event for Wakanda, maybe you go to go see the movie and then you get like a free card. That would be really cool.
So they've had a ton of different like Marvel games, like these free to play. Weird games on mobile, and Marvel United or Marvel Unlimited. I don't know if you know what that is. It's like it's their subscription service for all the comics, like their virtual comics.
Yeah.
And they always used to give deals for like the games that you're playing. So I wonder if they're gonna kind of link them up that way too. So the Marvel Snap podcast is starting.
I was waiting. When's the
I bet it gets a lot of hits, Josh. I bet it gets a lot of hits. It's a mobile game.
It's Marvel.
Yeah.
It's Marvel. It's a mobile game.
No question there. So, all right. Well, hey, guys, this has been our top games of 2022. Of course, if you want to get the show ad free or pick up the NPC Wired, where we kind of just talk about whatever, make sure to head on over to patreon.com/NintendoPowerCast. Thank you guys so much for being here with us live. Thank you for listening after the fact. We love you guys, and we will see you in the next one. Bye, everybody.
Mm-hmm.